السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. My respected brothers and sisters, all of us sitting over here is having some kind of problems in their life. One Persian poet said, Dari dunya kase be gham na bashat, Dari dunya kase be gham na bashat, Wagar bashat bani adam na bashat. That whoever lives in this world, he cannot be free from the problem. And if anyone is claiming that he has no problem, he is not insan, he is not Bani Adam. He must be animal. You won't hear that any lion having anxiety or depression and is admitted into the mental hospital. There is no mental hospital for the animals. There is no, you know, mental therapy for the birds. They are free from anxiety. They are free from any kind of calamity or, you know, any kind of stress. They don't have stress of family. They don't have stress of paying the bills. They don't have the problem of the mortgage. Their houses are free from the mortgage. They don't have to pay any insurance. They are free. Because they are animals, they are not responsible, they are not answerable on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. We as a human being, insan, Bani Adam, are responsible for our actions, whether good or bad, and we are responsible and answerable on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Alladhi khalaq tabarak alladhi biyadhi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to test us. Our life and death, this is for test. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. ما أصاب من مصيبة في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها. That every calamity, every problem, every hardship you are facing is predetermined. It was written for you. And we have to go through. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You think you just came in this world without any reason, without any wisdom, without any plan, and you are not answerable, you are not going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, on daily basis, we are facing the problems. We are going through the hardship. Whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whether it's social, whether it's marital, any kind of problems. Now, what is the solution? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, our Creator has given us solution to deal with our problems. And what is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing direct to the believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. If you are facing any kind of calamity, problem, difficulty, hardship, what you should do? Two weapons, two remedies. Sabr and salah. Patience and the prayer. Two, beautiful. Inna Allah ma'as sabireen. Immediately Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala is with those who are patient. That was the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. إِذَا حَذَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزَعِ لَسَّلَةٌ. That whenever any kind of problem used to come in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immediately he used to rush to the Salah. That is the Sunnah. Unfortunately, we are not practicing on this. And that is why our problems are not getting solved. We are trying some other avenue, some other makhluk. You know, coming towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, who has the power to solve the problem. Look how beautifully Allah ta'ala says, Ista'inu, seek i'ana and help and assistance to solve your problem, to get out from your difficulty through the salah and through the patience. If you do this salah and patience, what will be? Inna Allah ma'as, most definitely, most certainly, Allah is with those who are patient. And my brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all powerful, Qadirul Mutlaq, creator of everything, is in your side, it doesn't matter who is your against, who is your opposite side. If Allah is with you, no matter how great enemy you are or what great problem you are facing, if Allah is with you, the problem is nothing. Nothing is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can do anything. So when Allah is with you, what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power to change sadness into the happiness, sickness into the health, poverty into the wealth, disgracefulness into the izzat and dignity. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Even the death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change into the life. That's why in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. That those who martyred, sacrificed their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't regard him dead. They are not dead. You see, if the corpus lying in front of you and is not moving, without is motionless, but don't regard it as a mayyit. They are alive inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, you know, confidence that I lost my father, I lost my mother, I lost my brothers, whoever. But if they are righteous, if they sacrifice their life for the sake of Allah, they are not dead. They just transfer. They are muntaqil, intiqal, from this world to the next world. They are still alive. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, وَلَا تَكُرُوا لِمَا يُبْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ لَا مُوَاتِ وَلَا حِيَانُ عِنَّ رَبِّهُ يُرْزَقُونَ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. When Islam taqid comes either grammatically on the verb, and then the noon after that, it means that verb is definitely going to happen. Certain. No doubt about it. It is going to happen. So what Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, most definitely, most certainly, we are going to test you people. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, all of us, all the believers. This is addressing to the believers. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ, little bit, مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, whole lot of khawf, fear you cannot handle. You are too weak. Allah will test you with little bit. fear, little bit fear. But it will be tested, you will be tested. من الخوف والجوع hunger. ونفس من الأموال and the shortness of the wealth. You will lose the job. You will be fired sometime. Your transition will not be done. You will get lost in your business. Something will happen and you will lose your money. نفس من الأموال والأنفس and you will lose your beloved one. Your parent will die, your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter, your uncle, aunt. Someone will go away from this dunya. That is a test. Shay min al-amwali wal-anfusi wal-thamarat. And the fruits, outcome, crops, you will lose some time. Or Ulama explained, thamarat means baraka, blessing. You will lose or miss the blessings of all these things. Blessing of wealth, blessing of children, blessing of health, blessing of dignity and honor. Sometimes things will happen and people will disrespect you, insult you, humiliate you, abuse you, accuse you, slander. And you are innocent. But this is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the Anbiya alayhi salam went through with all this kind of disgrace and the test. What is your duty? What is your action and reaction on these five things? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ when they face any kind of calamity problem, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This is such a powerful sentence, my brothers. That Allah is with me or Allah is with us. No matter what happened in my life, Allah is with me. And towards the end, I will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't matter if I lost something, it was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I lost my house, I couldn't pay mortgage, Allah has granted me the house. I did not buy house. I did not bring house when I was born. I was empty-handed. Allah made easy for me to purchase the house. Now the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some reason has taken away the house from me. Inna lillah. I have a car, it got involved in the accident. May Allah save all of us. Car was a ni'mah and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has granted me. It was belonged to Allah. It was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah has taken. So this confidence, this awareness, this understanding, we have to inculcate in our lives. And the things are happening right and left every single day. We are facing some kind of problems. So this ayah is giving us, you know, a little bit tasalli and sabr, that if you have the patience, then definitely Allah Ta'ala will be in your side. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in your side, definitely the things will change and you will get the reward of every patient. Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Inna sabra inna sadmatul ula.